New York City, where the National Basketball Association will hold its annual draft of college and international players later Thursday night. VOA's Tadi Abeje has this preview for us.
The NBA draft is made up of two rounds and 60 picks in total. The Minnesota Timberwolves will pick first, followed by the Los Angeles Lakers and the Philadelphia 76ers. The focus will likely be on the two dominant big men, Karl-Anthony Towns from the University of Kentucky and Jahlil Okafor from Duke University in North Carolina. Okafor is of Nigerian descent. He has great post-scoring skills, and he's been compared to San Antonio Spurs center Tim Duncan. Virtually no one can stop him from scoring near the basket. Okafor and Towns are expected to be the top two picks. Okafor says he always had big dreams of one day playing in the NBA.
Kind of nervous. I don't know where I'm going, but most of all, I'm just happy. My family and I are enjoying it. I'm happy, then I'm worried. I don't know where I'm going. So it's just a lot of mixed emotions. But luckily, I have my family supporting me the whole way, making sure I stay level-headed.
That's Jahlil Okafor, one of the two top picks in this year's draft. The other likely top pick, Karl-Anthony Towns, is a player who has a complete all-around game. He can shoot, rebound, and defend at a high level. Towns comes from a Kentucky team loaded with seven talented players who will also be in the draft. His game is often compared to former NBA international player Lotte Divac. Many say Towns has the potential to be the leader of a franchise. Towns talks about his strengths and how he could help his new team.
I just think that's going to be the versatility. I'm just trying to bring versatility. That's always what I focus my game on, is being able to give the coach any options he would like for me to do. If he needs me to guard 5 through 3, switch on a 1, or be able to shoot the basketball or be inside any game. I just want to give my organization and my team the best possible chance of winning.
The other likely top pick in this year's draft, Karl-Anthony Towns. There are also other international players that are expected to be drafted within the top 10 picks. They include Kristaps Porzingis from Latvia, Mario Hezonja from Croatia, and Emmanuel Mudiay from the Democratic Republic of Congo. This year's draft could be one of the best ever. It will take place at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm VOA's Tadi Abeje.
Yeah, I'm out that Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy. Home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from
Let's hear it for New York. Welcome to the bright lights, baby. New York, the scene for the 2015 NBA draft. Well, our African football guru David Legg says teams across the continent have been busy recently playing qualifying matches for the 2016 African Nations Championship, which will be hosted by Rwanda. Just a reminder for our VOA football fans, this competition is for players based in Africa. So, for example, to play for Rwanda, you must play for a Rwandan club. To play for Nigeria, you must play for a Nigerian club. And to play for South Africa, you must play for a South African club. David adds these qualifying matches are being contested on a regional basis, and he looks now at the latest results.
If we look first at the North Zone, now that's the only one that's been played on a round-robin basis. The others are home and away. So far, we've had 3 matches. They were all played in Morocco. It started with Morocco 1, Tunisia 1. Then we had Libya, the defending champions, 1, Tunisia, 0. And then we had Morocco, 3, Libya, 0. Now, the outcome of all of that, Sonny, is that with 2 matches each played, Morocco have got 4 points, Libya have got 3, and Tunisia have got 1. Those same 3 countries will play another mini-league in Tunisia in mid-August. And after that, the teams finishing 1st and 2nd on the table will qualify for Rwanda. Now, I know some very alert Voice of America listeners are going to say, we've got a mini-league in Morocco, we've got another one coming up in Tunisia. What about Libya? Unfortunately, because of the security situation in Libya, Libya cannot host internationals at this stage. It applies to their national team and also their club sides. So, in fact, Libya, being in 2nd place at the moment with 3 points, is a really meritorious position for them because they basically have to play their home games away. If we then move on, Sonny, to the west of Africa, there are, in fact, 2 zones, West A and West B. West B will come later. That involves the likes of Nigeria and Ghana. They will only play in October. The results of the preliminary round first leg matches were Guinea-Bissau 1, Mali 1. Pretty predictable result, that. And now you would fancy Mali to advance after the return game. Mauritania 2, Sierra Leone 1. That one is still in the balance. Sierra Leone, unfortunately, because of the Ebola epidemic, they have to play away. Now, whereas Guinea have found in Morocco and Mali neutral venues to play their home matches, Sierra Leone can't seem to do this. They always have to play both their home and their away games at their rivals' ground. And this is what's going to happen, Sonny, on this occasion. Next weekend, the second match will also be played in Mauritania. And on that basis, I suppose the Mauritanians must be slight favourites. Guinea beat Liberia 3-1. Now, that match was played in Mali, again, because of the Ebola epidemic. But the good news for Liberian football supporters, and we say a big hi to them from the Sunny Side of Sport, we know we've got a lot of listeners in Monrovia and other towns and cities in that country, is that Liberia has been declared an Ebola-free zone, and that means that the return match will be played in Monrovia on the first weekend of July, and that's great news, I know, for all Liberian fans. It's going to be a tough task. The encouraging thing is they have scored an away goal, so if Liberia can pull off a 2-0 victory at home in the second leg, they would qualify on the away goal rule. In Dakar, a neighbourly battle, and it was Senegal 3, Gambia 1. Interestingly, in the history of the CHAN, that was the first defeat sustained by Gambia. Then, Sonny, we move on to the East Zone, 3 matches here. Tanzania 0, Uganda 3. The result is not a surprise for me, but the scoreline was. I did not expect Uganda to win so comfortably away from home. Djibouti 1, Burundi 2. Again, a pretty well expected result, and Burundi should win the return game as well. And then a huge crowd turned up at Bahir Dar. Now, Bahir Dar is 700 kilometers north of Addis Ababa in Ethiopia, and they're really pulling in the crowds there. Huge crowd indeed to see Ethiopia beat Kenya by 2-0, a goal midway through each half. And that tie set for an intriguing second leg, presumably in Nairobi. On then, Sonny, to the South Zone, and there's always a really good entry. On this occasion, 12 teams, so you had 6 preliminary round first leg ties. Zimbabwe, who interestingly have the best record in qualifying. They've now won 10 matches and drawn 3, but never lost. They beat the Comore Islands 2-0, but they were only 1 goal ahead till right at the end when Madewe scored in the 90th minute. No goals in Maseru between Lesotho and Botswana. In Windhoek, Namibia came from behind to beat Zambia by 2-1. Nkankoo, midway through the second half, scoring the match winner there. A big win for Mozambique in Beira, the Indian Ocean port city. They beat the Seychelles by 5-1. South Africa, who've been battling to score, they managed 3 at home to Mauritius, a 3-0 victory there. And then a real thriller in Swaziland. Swaziland 2, Angola 2. Angola built a 2-0 lead, but the Swazis, who never seem to give up, they really are one of the great indomitable sides at the moment in African football. They pulled 1 goal back midway through the second half, and 7 minutes from the end, they snatched an equaliser. But despite that, the fact that Angola have drawn away and have also scored 2 away goals must make them favorites to win the return match. Those return matches, Sonny, this coming weekend, it'll be Mauritania and Sierra Leone. And then the following weekend, July 3, 4, and 5, will be the rest of the second leg fixtures.
Thanks for that soccerlicious analysis, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. Let's open the Sunny Side of Sports mailbag now. I received a nice email from Daniel O'Loughlin, a Voice of America listener in Accra, Ghana. Daniel writes, "Dear Sonny, there I was after church on Sunday, sitting in my car at the Sakumono Market outside of Accra while my wife was buying smoked fish. It was a bit hot in the car. Then I heard a familiar voice say, 'Congratulations to Music Time in Africa for its 50th anniversary from the Sunny Side of Sports.'" Daniel says, "I could feel the love for Africa in your voice, Sonny. We are fine in Accra." Thanks for writing, Daniel, and I hope you enjoyed that smoked fish. My VOA colleague Heather Maxwell, the host of our Music Time in Africa show, also says thanks for writing and thanks for listening. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports shout out to Michael Ona, who says he listens to the show via Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM in Lagos, Nigeria. Michael also wants to give a shout out for one of the Brilla boys, Murphy Ejemba, and to A-Team. Thanks for listening, Michael. And I want to give a long distance sporty hello to my friends at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM in Nigeria. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to Yahias Wuhib and Kim Lewis.
Thank you, Sonny, and listen to